I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time jobs in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson said he had a great showing of people. He said the signal of the Manila folder really worked well for him. He just kind of put his hand up like right here. You'd see him with the folder, and they'd race over. He said several people ran to him. People raced
That's
over.
Sort of off-putting.
Yes, it is.
They want the job.
They ran over
desperate.
There. Yeah, desperately. Yes.
In fact, I would counsel those people. Don't.
Yeah, maybe walk over next time.
Desperation
don't be so needy.
Not a good look.
At the desperation, maybe not. I don't know. Carson doesn't judge. He doesn't judge.
I'm not judging.
You judged a little bit there. So someone ran and you want to say no go on the job because someone ran over to him.
Just say play it cool.
Yeah, you want to
okay
play it cool? I agree with that. A little unbridled enthusiasm isn't bad either.
They were running to Carson with manila folders and said currency.
Currency.
On.
Holding them up. Thank you, Carson. Thank you, Carson.
He was at the game.
Yes.
Those weren't interviews. They're just sort of informal.
What's informal? He would take their resume, talk through, and he said that he would connect with them today or tomorrow.
God, yes, what a service!
What a service! He'll do it. He'll do it again. He's gonna have a booth for the USC game. He's gonna have a booth.
Oh, so he's going full blown booth.
Full blown.
I might stop by there.
Yeah, he's gonna be on the balcony of the Champions Club. He'd be on the balcony at Champions Club. Yes.
I know. He's going to be up there.
Yeah. Shooting a confetti gun off, things like that. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Does that sound like fun?
GoCurrency.com/careers.
That's a great idea. I did. The P's going to be on
hand. The P's will be there. Sean and Tom will be there. Could you imagine all of a sudden you just walk by and boom, a big old confetti gun shoots out. And they're like, there they are, currency right
currency,
up there.
Really not the P's style. They won't be in the booth, probably just walking around.
Tom, shoot the gun.
No.
He also has in stadium. Carson has like the Wiener Slinger, the Wiener Slinger.
Yes.
He'll be shooting that off too.
How about Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill
shooting
Murray
that
off. Shot off the Wiener Slinger.
I saw that was
Bill Murray
Western attire.
Yes.
Yeah. Was he with that? Who was he with?
I don't really know for sure.
I think it was a teammates thing. Is what it was.
Okay. Sure. Hang on now. His son is a coach. Where? His son is a basketball coach.
Is it Northwestern?
Is it at Northwestern?
No,
maybe
Creighton. Isn't he at Creighton?
Is he at Creighton? I don't know for sure.
We better dive out of this one.
Yeah, I thought he was at. Matter of fact, I thought he was at UConn at one time. I thought he was UConn.
That's
okay.
It.
Yeah, let's dive out of that for sure.
Creighton.
Yeah,
thought he was.
Jake.
Okay. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for another edition of Head Scratchers, bizarre things that happen in college football. Bill, what do you have? This is sponsored, by the way, by Computer Hardware. Go see Trip and the team at 7th and O for all your Apple product needs.
Call them at home.
Also at Kearney, Hastings, and GI. Head Scratchers, Bill, what do you got?
Well, a couple things start off right away. Indiana 56, UCLA 6. Who saw that 50-point beatdown?
Nobody.
Like Cignetti said, he goes, hey, UCLA, they're not 3-4, they're 3-0. And they had been. They had a new head coach. They had everything new, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator. Everything was new, and they had played pretty well. And they went in there, and Cignetti had his guys ready to go.
How about Indiana? Put 63 on Illinois, 56 on UCLA.
Yeah.
Put 70-something, I think, on Indiana State.
Yeah,
put 73 on Indiana State.
Yeah, and beat Oregon at Oregon. Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7. Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7. Odd game. That game was, what, a 30-something point spread? Something like that, and people were jumping on Oregon to cover.
I was.
On Oregon to cover. So Oregon's quarterback gets knocked out, get a shot to the face. But a long
Dante
time.
Dante Moore.
I believe the score was tied at halftime. I think it was 0-0 at half or late in the second.
7-0 at half.
7-0. I was thinking about 7-0 at halftime.
And they kicked an onside to start the game.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oregon kicked an onside to start the game. And recovered.
Yeah.
So yeah. Surprises galore.
Memphis 34, South Florida 31. South Florida was flexing. They had just stomped North Texas. They were the lead team to go to the playoffs. And Memphis, who had just lost to a team that had fired their coach, UAB,
mm-hmm.
and Memphis upsets them. They were down 17, Memphis was.
In the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter and comes back
Whoa.
And beats
yeah.
South
That's
Florida.
That's one loss Memphis.
One loss yeah. Memphis. Now in the driver's seat. Now in the
With
driver's
a horrible
seat.
Loss, too.
With
like
a horrible loss. They have one of the worst losses. There is Texas 45, Mississippi State 38 in overtime. It was remarkable. So how about this one? I told Rudy, I said, Rudy, he was so close to being in purgatory because you don't just like Texas and then think Texas A&M's okay.
Yeah.
Texas A&M's rolling. If this game would have happened, they had a 4th-and-1, Texas, fourth quarter, down 17, incomplete pass, and they roughed the passer. Mississippi State does. It was game over. And that time goes on. Score, punt return for a touchdown, all the way back to tie it up, just turn into it.
That game was 38-21. They had a 17-point lead on the and Texas and lost.
Mississippi State's annoying.
They
do that.
Yeah. And the things that they did wrong, it was unbelievable. In overtime, it ended up being Texas's ball on Mississippi State's 30-yard line. They lost 50 yards. They lost
sure
50 yards. They jumped off sides twice, and the game was at home. It was
I'm telling
remarkable.
You, I hate to say that about them. They're annoying, but they are. They get close, then they blow it.
I think they've lost.
Who sounds like us.
I know. I think that's latent.
It sounds like something we saw here right, for years. Right. But go ahead.
I think that's why I say it.
Houston 24, Arizona State 16. Oh. And the quarterback didn't get knocked out till late. Sims came in about mid-fourth quarter. They knocked the quarterback out.
They knocked Leavitt out.
But at that time when he came in, it was 24 to 10. And something like that. Anyway, Houston in control. And now Arizona State, they're done.
Does Houston have one loss?
Yeah. Houston has one loss.
That's Willie Fritz, by the way.
Yeah, can't be more in it. Can't be more in it. Great chance to go to the championship game.
Willie Fritz.
Willie.
How about Willie?
What
How
man.
About Willie? Rutgers 27, Purdue 24. The ending was epic. 24-24.
I saw it.
Purdue throws the ball. The ball gets tipped with 35 seconds to go. Purdue's trying to go win. Ball gets tipped up in the air. The quarterback makes a miraculous play and catches the ball. He's running with the ball, fumbles it. Rutgers gets it, kicks the field goal. They win. I mean, I don't know how Purdue does it. I don't know how Purdue does it.
That play was so perfect for that game. It was meant to happen, Rutgers-Purdue, and it did. Thank God that play happened.
Undefeated
Hilarious.
In conference was Buffalo. Undefeated in the MAC. Akron beats him 24-16.
Zips.
Joe Moorhead is saving his job. I think he's got 3 wins now. And he lost one that was a gut wrencher, too, which really stinks. Is there anyone that's more shocked at Iowa 41, Minnesota 3? No. To see Iowa win? No, that wouldn't have been shocking. Didn't everyone feel it'd probably be a 22-16 game?
Close.
Kind of grinding it out?
Close.
I mean, that was remarkable. Iowa scored on punt return touchdown, pick six touchdown, rushing touchdown, passing touchdown, field goal. In the first half, it was unbelievable.
They're talking about 2 All-Americans on Iowa's offensive line.
What do you got, Jake?
Akron is 3-6.
Three and six. Who they got next week?
The Zips have. Let's see. They will play. They'll play next Tuesday against UMass.
Okay,
they're
that's
off
a
this
win.
Weekend. They're back next.
That's probably
Tuesday.
A win.
Oh, here's the best thing. Akron's last 3 games are all on Tuesdays.
Nice.
Zips on ESPN.
He's going to save his. You don't fire Joe Moorhead with what you put him through.
No.
Do not fire that man.
They probably won't.
They would he have like 3 money games? I mean, it was insane who he had to play.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens. From book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was at the San Diego State 23, Fresno State 0. Mm. There was a 6-1 versus 5-2, and they held 23-0. San Diego State in control. They got to play Boise yet, but they're in control to have a chance to be the in the playoffs. They're in control if they get it done. Utah 53, Colorado 7. At halftime, it was 400 yards for Utah, minus 18. For Colorado, minus 18 for Colorado. There's over a 400-yard difference in the first half. Colorado didn't have a yard, positive yard. They were minus 18 yards.
I watched this. Salter looked terrible. And by the way, that was a backup quarterback for Utah.
Yeah.
Bird Fittich, freshman.
From Oklahoma. They get a true freshman from Oklahoma, and he comes into Utah, and he hangs a 53-burger. On him.
He started off 0 for 5 passing. He had like a long 65. He had a good run in the football, but they just pounded him. Deion was pissed post-game, as he should be.
It's like I said, it looks – you don't hear a word about Colorado.
Not really.
Crickets over there.
Not even a word. And I just wonder, like you said – and then the big thing, too, if Deion right now was just at what, 5-3, flip it around, 5-3, is he not one of the top names in case Florida State made a move?
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't think they can do –
I don't know.
It's just going to be hard because of, like I said, I just feel for him. I feel for Coach Prime because doing this job is brutal and doing it unhealthy is
how many surgeries has he had in the last year?
Too many.
He's had in the last 3 years. He's had 16.
Yeah. Jeez,
16 surgeries in 3 years.
Jimbo's out there though, and Florida State's talking about him.
I just don't know why if he can hold up health wise. I mean,
Jimbo could though.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Are you on Jimbo's payroll for some reason?
Yeah.
Talking about him on. They're talking about.
It is true. They are talking about him.
Jake, they are talking
are
about
him. Are you on his payroll?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't kind of wish I would now that you mentioned it.
Well, if you were.
That's our head scratch.
Those are good head scratchers. The Texas thing was interesting. The big talk in the pregame was Sarkisian's name. You know, there was a report that Sarkisian put his name out there for NFL jobs, specifically the Tennessee Titans. And then he refuted it. I don't believe him. I don't believe him.
I don't know.
I don't believe him.
I think the predicament there is going to be very hard for Texas to win out and go to the playoffs. They've won a couple miracle games to get to where they're at.
I mean, the last two games at Kentucky and Mississippi State, two teams that you want to play, and they almost lost to both.
Kentucky took them to overtime. I mean, the two worst teams
in the league
are those.
Kentucky got absolutely jackhammered by Tennessee. Gave like 60 points to Tennessee.
So you turn it around like, okay, what can they do? It's going to be very hard for them. And then you're sitting there and you're Sark. What do you do? Okay, is Arch our quarterback for next season? Is he the guy that can he? Because you're expected at Texas to do one thing.
You know the answer.
Win it all. Rudy, is he the quarterback of the future, Arch?
No.
Uh-huh.
You know, Rudy, you know the answer to that. If his name wasn't Arch Manning, would we even ask the question?
No chance. No. It is time to play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-568-5
for
a chance to win a business box of Bengals to Pigs and Joe's. Not Phil Monday. Today.
Phil Monday.
Is
famous actors from the state of Massachusetts.
Today's topic is NFL head coaches. I will give you the coach's name. You tell me what team he coaches for. Current. It's not from the 70s, not from the 80s. Current. Coaches.
1-32.
1-32. We got a chance.
If you think you know your current NFL head coaches, call us at 464.
This will not be
5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there.
You'll know a lot.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic is NFL head coaches. Last week, you guys were 2-3 in the game show.
Still pretty salty.
Bothered by that?
Yeah, still pretty salty, but...
I'm not losing sleep.
Kind of looks like Bearded Ben looked like Brent Venables was with him. Didn't it not?
Why is he in Lincoln?
Why is Brent Venables with... bearded Ben?
I don't know. He's curious.
Yeah, he's curious.
Aaron, how do you feel? Westlaw, how do you feel about NFL head coaches today, Aaron?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. Aaron, how old are you?
I'm 40.
40, okay. Nice. He's right in the wheelhouse.
He's locked in. All right, Bill, a lifeline for one question per sip.
He's locked in.
Is he? Aaron, first question. What team is Dave Canales the head coach for in the NFL?
Dave Canales, is that he's the one that just got fired? No. Dave Canales is Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant! Knew that one.
I knew that one. Got smoked by Buffalo yesterday, 40-9.
He's not fired, though, is he?
No, he's not fired. 1-0 lead.
They're having a good year, weren't they?
They're 4-4 now.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, they're hanging in there.
First question, Sip. What team is Todd Bowles the head coach for?
Oh, come on, Jake. It's one of the best teams in the NFL. Bowles is actually... Brilliant!
I thought you said, I'm sorry.
The Bucks.
Jake gave it to us before he ever said it.
I heard the B.
Yeah. Yeah, best. You knew who I... You
so say the best. He said best instead of Bucks.
You fooled me.
Baker.
It's tied up. They won yesterday.
They did.
They win?
Yeah. Defense was dominant. 1-1 tie for the lead. Last question, Aaron. What team is Mike McDonald the head coach for?
That's the Seahawks.
Brilliant.
Okay. 2-1 lead for Aaron.
I got Bill in my back.
We're up against it.
This is for the tie.
Bill's alive.
What team is Kevin Stefanski the head coach for?
Oh, I know that. He's had to manage a difficult quarterback situation in Cleveland.
Brilliant. Okay, overtime.
Okay, now
this would go to you guys.
We're setting it.
Yeah, okay. You guys set it here. All right.
This is fun.
Here's the tiebreaker. How many current NFL head coaches are younger than 40 years old?
Ooh, Bill.
Oh, man.
Help.
So not 40, but it's 39 and below.
There's 32 teams. I'm just kind of...
So 39 and below.
Yep. I'm not counting age 40. Below 40 years old.
Okay. Give me a number, Steve. Just say it out loud.
And yes, you're right. There are still 32 teams in the league.
Yeah, I think it's about right there. I might go one up to make it more difficult, but I'm fine with that. Go with that.
Or should we go five?
I don't know. Go with that. No, I hate the number five.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, don't do that.
Four.
Over under four.
We missed it by one. Tell by Jake's face.
Over under four, Aaron.
I'll say under.
You go under four. It was Bill's least favorite number.
That's
the
okay.
Number five.
It's okay.
Is the number. But you won the game. So don't congrats dwell on you guys. It. Aaron, you get a bagel to coffee, but calling on the road. Nice
Thank
try
you,
today.
Aaron.
Thank you.
Aaron's got a voice of radio, doesn't he?
Yeah, he could
sound like he'd be all of a sudden in the stock market today. Like
sounds
that.
Like he could be our manager.
Yeah, it does. It could be like be incredible to talk to him every day, that voice.
Trying to remember the names. Yes. I know it was Kellen Moore with the Saints, 37 years old. Mike McDonald with the Seahawks is up below 40. Sean McVay is still not 40.
Really?
He's been around forever. Yet. And there's two more I'm forgetting here.
Well, how old's your coach?
42.
Oh, he's 42.
Yeah, he's 42. Yeah.
He's a child.
I don't defend Mike McDaniel. Take all the shots
that
you
was
want.
Rough.
Fine, do it.
That was rough.
That was Steve Sippel.
Do I defend him? No.
It wasn't that rough.
Take all the shots you want at McDaniel.
Compared to the guy on ESPN who's at the big dude, former coach.
Rex Ryan?
Yeah, he hammered him way worse than that.
Everyone's hammered Mike McDaniel. But you know what? He's 1-0 this week. So.
And right now,
extension
good.
Time.
Extension
Please,
talks.
No.
It's a great one.
The GM peacocking around the office right now.
Chris
I give him a lot of credit.
Game.
Was Tua good?
Yeah, I
was good. Four touchdowns.
I'm sure the game was at Atlanta.
Guess what? It's in the dome, so no
outdoor
conditions.
Shocked. I'm shocked at that.
I know, me too. Jake turned his light on. His Dolphins light in his basement.
Yes.
Hour three is next. What's the goal for the rest of the season for Nebraska? That's next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.